Bibles, amen, to Psalms 51, Salmo 51. So Psalms 51 is near and dear to many people all around the world. Psalms 51, we're going to start in verse 1. If you're there, say amen. If you're still trying to find it, say oh my. If you can't find it, just follow along. Glory to God. Starting in verse 1, it says, "Have mercy upon me, O God, according to your loving kindness, according to the multitude of your tender mercies, blot out my transgressions. Wash me thoroughly from my iniquity and cleanse me from my sin. For I acknowledge my transgressions and my sin is always before me. Against you and you only have I sinned and done this evil in your sight, that you may be found just when you speak and blameless when you judge. Behold, I was brought forth in iniquity, and in sin my mother conceived me. Behold, you desire truth in the inward parts, and in the hidden parts you will make me to know wisdom. Purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Make me hear joy and gladness, that the bones you have broken may rejoice. Hide your face from my sins and blot out all my iniquities. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me. Do not cast me away from your presence and do not take your Holy Spirit from me. Restore to me the joy of your salvation, and uphold me by your generous spirit. Then I will teach transgressors your ways, and sinners shall be converted to you. Deliver me from the guilt of bloodshed, O God. The God of my salvation and my tongue shall sing aloud of your righteousness. O Lord, open my lips, and my mouth shall show forth your praise. For you do not desire sacrifice, or else I would give it. You do not delight in burnt offerings." In verse 17, "The sacrifice of God are a broken spirit, a broken and contrite heart. These, O God, you will not despise." Let's pray tonight. Father, we thank you. In the name of Jesus, we ask that you would help us tonight. Lord, let that heart of David be our heart tonight, God, that you would create in us a clean heart tonight. Thank you for all that you do, God. Renew the steadfast spirit within each and every one of us, God. I pray, God, help us in all things that we can live for you in Jesus' name. And all God's people said, amen. 1 John 1:9 says, "If we confess our sins, he is just to forgive us of our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness." See, this sermon is only for a certain amount of people. This sermon is not for everyone. There are some this evening that if this sermon is not for you, you will be allowed to leave. Because this message will not be for you. As I call you out, you can leave. If there is anyone that is perfect, you can stand up and you can leave right now. You can leave when you're ready. See, this message, if you're perfect, is not for you. If you've never sinned, if you've never done anything wrong and never have thought an evil thought, Anton, open up the door and they're free to go. We'll see you next service. Now, tonight, that we have sinners in the house, because how many know that God wants to touch every one of our lives? See, the background of where David wrote this psalm, most of us, we know the story. David stayed behind when the kings were there, amen, during a time of war. The kings should be there to be where the people are. He had looked out the balcony. Bathsheba, amen, was showering. And he began to lust after her. Not only did he, amen, lust after her, but he committed adultery. He had Uriah, her husband, killed, and then tried to cover it up. See, David, while his sin was not in the open arena, he enjoyed himself. He seemed as if he had it all. How many know that when we are in sin and the sin is not uncovered, we think that we are getting away with it. We're enjoying, we're going out, and then, I like the word "and then." You might not like the word "and then," but I like the word "and then." And then, the prophet Nathan comes up and he tells David, "David, this is what's going on. What would you do?" David said, "This man should be." And then the prophet says, "That's you, David. What should be?" See, it was out of David's heart. It was out of David's situation. Can I tell you, I'm glad that we are able to see the personal nature of God's people. Amen. Because when people are personal, we are able to relate with them. Psalms 51 talks about repentance leading to forgiveness. See, David came clean and he asked God to forgive him. Let me ask you this question tonight. Can God really forgive us? See, David committed lust in his heart. He committed adultery, and he had Uriah killed. Many people, they say that these are the big three. Can I tell you, these same sins, they affect many people today. So Nathan, in 2 Samuel 12:13, this is what this is what David said to Nathan. "I have sinned against the Lord." See, this is the path that David chose to take. He chose to repent instead of trying to hide, amen, or conceal his sin. Because how many know, beloved, that In the midst of something that is going on, we always try to hide what we're doing. But David came open. Amen. There again, once in 2 Samuel 12, 13, David said, I have sinned against the Lord. And God, the word of God says that God forgave David his sin. Nathan, amen, said to David, this was David talking to Nathan. Now Nathan is talking on behalf of the Lord. And he says this to David, the Lord has also put away your sin. See, the reason why, can I tell you, we don't have a license to sin. We don't have a license to do what we want to do. But when we come clean, that's where the Lord is able, amen, to bring forth as Nathan, as being a prophet of God, told David, David, the Lord has put away your sin. Let me ask you tonight, are you living under a hidden sin? Nobody knows it. You walk around like everything is all right, but yet, can I tell you, God sees it. God sees high and he sees low. The Bible says that the Lord goes to and fro. He sees it. Are you living tonight under a hidden sin? Are you under the shadow of doing something horrible in your life? Is the weight of your past bad decisions breaking you down tonight? Are you being treated like you have COVID, the flu? People are trying to avoid you because of your past. Ask yourself a question tonight. Is there any hope that God can, amen, forgive me? See, the answer tonight is yes, God can forgive you. But just like David, see, David came clean. See, you have to come like David came. David came clean, and he came with a repentant heart. See, David confessed his sin. In verse 3, it says, for I acknowledge my transgressions, and my sin is always before me. See, David admitted what he had done wrong. He didn't try to cover it up no longer. The weight of his sin was too much. His sin hung upon him until he couldn't live with it anymore. He acknowledged it to God. Something that God already knew. But can I tell you, God is waiting for you and I to acknowledge what we're doing. See, he agreed with God that his lust, his adultery, and his murdering, of an innocent man was wrong. Have you admitted what we do? Have you admitted what you do? See, David came clean, and because of that and that only, did God forgive him? See, David confessed that he knew who, amen, or what his sin was most against. See, David sinned against his nation, against Bathsheba, against Uriah, and against others. But ultimately, listen, beloved, David sinned against God. He knew the holiness of God, and that all was sin. See, there are steps tonight, amen, that you and I have to be able to take. Amen. I saw nobody got up, so all of us here in this place, we sin and fall short of the glory of God. See, maybe you've been trying to cover up, that sin in your life. And now the load is breaking you down. The guilt and shame of that sin is now taking its toll. Can we admit what we are doing? Or are we going to be like Adam? It's her fault. Because how many know that we can do that? It's his fault. It's society's fault. If I would not been born in that place, if I would not be in here, if I had been born in another place, if the situation was different, then my situation would be, not the same. Listen, David didn't go through all that steps. David said, this is what I'm doing. See, we have to agree with God that the sin in our life is wrong, and that him and him only have you sinned. Step two is asking God for forgiveness. Verses 1 and 2 of our text. Have mercy upon me, O God, according to your loving kindness, according to the multitudes of your tender mercies. Blot out my transgressions. Wash me thoroughly from my iniquity and cleanse me from my sin. See, David asked God to blot out his sin and to wash him and to cleanse him. In verse 7, purge me with hyssop and I shall be clean. Wash me and I shall be whiter than snow. See, to purge means, to separate him from his sin. See, David was not embarrassed. Amen. David was not shy about what he had done. He came and was honest. Can I tell you, that's all that God wants? For us to admit, well, God, I really didn't do it all, but I did it all. Listen, just be clean. Come clean. And that's where God comes in. Amen. And that's where the title of my sermon, Repentance Equals Forgiveness. Because when you and I come clean, God is there and able to forgive us. See, David cried out for one thing. David cried out for forgiveness, folks, and God gave it to him. See, now, tonight, that we've acknowledged our sin, we have to ask God to be able to forgive us. Don't be shy. Don't be too proud. Don't try to barter with God or try to perform for him. Verses 16 and 17, the word of God says, for you do not desire sacrifice, or else I would give it. You do not delight in burnt offerings. The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, a broken and contrite heart. These, O God, you will not despise. Can I tell you, when you and I cry out to God, In a state where you and I are at, not where we want to be, but where you and I are at, that's where God truly can forgive us. You and I, amen, you and I have to be able to cry out to him, Lord, this is what I am going through. See, next, you have to turn. Can I tell you? Once you are there in that place, you cannot continue to sin. I know that that's what a lot of people want to do. God, allow me to continue to do what I want to do. But we have to turn from the error of our ways. See, what turning from the error of our ways means that we have to turn away from our sin. See, David did not continue to sin. He turned from his sin. Verse 13, then I will teach transgressors your ways, and sinners shall be converted to you. See, David turned, from a sinner to a witness. He left his sin at the altar before God and went and told others of what, God had done for his life. See, tonight, will you leave your sin at the feet of Christ? Don't lay them down. God, help me. You cry out, you leave everything there at the altar. But the problem lies that when you get up, you try to put the sin back in your pocket and carry it with you. So you have to leave it at the altar. You have to leave everything with God. See, David's life was restored. He prayed this prayer. He prayed, Lord, restore unto me a clean heart, O God. Restore to me the joy of your salvation. See, God, this evening, he doesn't want to hold everything against you. He wants to restore your life. He doesn't want you, to continue to bear the weight of your sin. He wants to alleviate the weight. See, God this evening wants to lift the load off of your shoulders. God tonight wants to restore you. He wants to, to be able to really forgive your life. Psalms 103:12 says, as far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our transgressions from us. Isaiah 1, verse 18. Though your sins are like scarlet, they shall be whiter than snow. Though they are red like crimson, they shall be as wool. Micah 7, 18 and 19. Who is a God like you, pardoning iniquity and passing over the transgressions and remnant of his heritage? He does not retain his anger forever because he delights in mercy. He will again have compassion on us and will subdue our iniquities. You will cast out all our sins into the depths of the sea into the depths of the sea. And there are many more, but for a lack of time, I can give them to you. If you want to write them down. Isaiah 44:22, Jeremiah 31:34, Hebrews 10:17, 1 John 1 verse 9, Joel 2:12 and 13, and Numbers 14:18. This is God not holding you hostage, but forgiven you for everything that you and I have ever done. Can I tell you tonight, God doesn't want to add weight. He wants to take away the weight. Your shame, your pride doesn't come to God. But God wants you to come with an open and contrite heart. Because with a contrite heart, you will be honest with God. See, David needed one thing. David needed to acknowledge what he had done. And when he acknowledged that, God, amen, he asked God for forgiveness. See, acknowledging and asking for forgiveness, how many know, is not enough. But Pastor, I thought that was. No. We have to turn, amen, tonight from the error of our ways. We have to turn away from our sins. How many have ever heard of the boy that cried wolf? The wolf is coming. The wolf is coming. Where is he? Just kidding. The wolf is coming. The wolf is coming. Where is he? Just kidding. Can I tell you, the wolf is going to come. And when he comes, he's going to devour. He seeks to steal, kill, and destroy everything of our lives tonight. See, it is when we turn from the error of our ways, will you and I, amen, yes, you have to acknowledge, amen, and you have to ask for forgiveness. But we also have to turn. We cannot go back into the mud piles, of life. We have to turn from that. When we do that, amen, we are truly forgiven. We've just celebrated, Resurrection Sunday. And it is the cross that allowed everything that Jesus did to happen. It was the cross. 1 Corinthians 1:18, for the message of the cross is foolish to those that are perishing, but to those that are being saved, it is the power of God unto what? Salvation. See the cross. On the cross, amen, and only upon the cross was everything complete. It was finished. Can you and I acknowledge what we've done? Can I tell you tonight? Don't try to hide it. Be open. Don't try to hide it. Be open with God. And when you and I are open, listen, can I tell you? Before I preached this sermon, I had to preach it to myself. I had to come and say, God, if there's anything hidden within me, God, bring it out in the open and blot it out, God, so that my life can be forgiven. Because I don't want my life to continue to go on as if all is well. See, tonight, it is when we come to the open space of the altar that we can come before God in honesty and acknowledge what you and I either are doing or have done. Because it is when we acknowledge that God is able to consume and bring forgiveness upon our lives. Would you be honest tonight? Would you come and be honest with God? He did it all already. There's nothing more, as I preach Sunday morning, there's nothing more that you and I could ever do but ask God, Lord, forgive me. I repent and I turn from the error of my ways and I go in a different direction. I don't want to continue. Because when our sin finds us out, listen, when everything is uncovered, you do not want to, how many tonight you want that weight to be lifted off? Can we come before God openly? Let me have every head bowed and every eye closed tonight. A sermon entitled, Repentance Equals Forgiveness. You're here in this place. By the things that you've done, that you did, nobody left. Nobody got up. Can I tell you, tonight we can acknowledge that every one of us are sinners. And every one of us needs forgiveness. Maybe you haven't asked God to forgive you of your sins. Maybe you haven't invited Jesus Christ to come into your life. We can do that tonight. The Bible says if you confess your sins, He is just to forgive you of your sins and cleanse you from all unrighteousness. Tonight, Jesus wants to touch your life. Would you acknowledge yourself tonight? You've never surrendered your life to Jesus, but you want to do that tonight. Pastor, here's my hand. Lift it up. Lift it up. Here's my hand. Lift it high. Maybe you're backslidden. You at one point gave your life to Jesus. But tonight, you're not right with God. The thoughts that you have thought of have led you to be away from God. The life that you are living have led you to be away from God. And those things are bringing forth a weight in your life once again. And you want to be free tonight. Would you lift up your hand? I'm not going to embarrass you. Jesus wants to touch you. Let me speak to you, church. Can God touch your life tonight? Can God forgive you? Can I tell you the answer is yes. God wants to move mightily and powerfully in our lives. He doesn't want that weight upon us. There are things in our life that we need to bring to the altar. Can I tell you tonight, don't sit in your chair. Don't stay in your chair. Come and talk to God. God, restore, create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me. Do not cast me away from your presence and do not take your Holy Spirit from me. Restore to me the joy of your salvation and uphold me by your generous spirit. That's what God tonight wants to do to you. That's what God tonight wants to and is offering for you tonight. Would you be honest with God? Would you come, amen, with a clean heart? The altar is open. Come, lay hold of God. Come, lay hold of God. Come, lay hold of God. Come. Let God help you tonight. deja que Dios te ayude en esta noche. Vamos a tener que venir con un corazón honesto. Señor, esto es lo que yo he hecho. Esto es lo que está pasando en mi vida. Esto es y estas son las situaciones de mi corazón. I told you tonight that I had some bad news on Sunday night. Without going into details, there was a guy that had come into the church at one point. He never settled some things in his heart. Saturday night, he pointed and he killed his wife. And then as the police were going after him, he pulled the gun on himself, leaving behind a 17-year-old, a 12-year-old, and an 8-year-old. Simply because, folks, listen to me, there were things that were in his heart that were never settled. Can I tell you that can be any one of us if the things are unsettled in our lives? Pastor, I'm not capable. Listen, you and I do not know what you and I are capable of. Pastor, I wouldn't do that. My prayers are that you will never do. But if we don't come to God, folks, and ask Him to help us, those thoughts that play out in our minds, if they play out in our minds, amen, listen, the devil will make us and we will pursue and go through with what we are thinking. Proverbs 4, amen. Proverbs 4, 23, let me find it. Keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it springs the issues of life. Guard your heart. Keep your heart clean. We're going to sing this song tonight. Amen. This is the Psalms, the Psalm of David, Create in Me. Would you join us tonight? If you know it, sing it out. Create in me.
Create in me a clean heart. Clean.
As we came before God tonight and brought whatever we brought, can I tell you, don't come back and put it back in your pocket and walk out with it. Leave it before the altar and say, God, consume it. Take it from me. Repentance equals forgiveness. First, we have to repent. God will forgive us. Amen. God will forgive us. Let's come clean. Let's leave lighter. Amen. Glory to God. Not because of the fast, but because our sins, were casted from our lives. Mark, won't you close us in prayer tonight?